This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a short rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The police said Sunday they have arrested the organizer of Saturday's march. In Moscow, police detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protests against alleged irregularities in the run-up to local elections, according to an independent group that monitors crackdowns on demonstrations. Officers clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who'd gathered outside Moscow City Hall Saturday and roughly detained people. The crackdown continued after the protesters moved to other locations in the Russian capital, shouting slogans such as "Russia without Putin." The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators, who were protesting against the refusal of election officials to register several opposition figures as candidates in municipal polls in September. Opposition leaders said the ban is an attempt to deny them chance to challenge pro-government candidates. This is VOA News. Hostile and provocative is how Iran labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf. Tensions have been mounting as Iran has become increasingly aggressive in the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping lane that passes by Iranian territorial waters. Earlier this month, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commandos, descending from helicopters with several small boats in support, took control of a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, as it passed through the strait. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt labeled Tehran's actions an act of state piracy and said Britain was working to create a European-led naval mission to protect ships trying to navigate the strait. The United States has proposed building and leading a similar naval coalition in recent weeks. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 shield tests give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding, "All of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively." The U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. The interceptors are designed to hit long-range missiles in space at an altitude that would safely destroy any nuclear warheads. The campaign to elect Afghanistan's new president started Sunday amid fear of foul play, insecurity, and doubts whether the vote set for September 28th will actually take place. 18 candidates, including incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, have embarked on a two-month campaign. Despite those concerns, election officials have vowed to ensure a transparent and safe election, even though half of the Afghan territory is controlled or hotly contested by the Taliban insurgency. A judge in Australia's Northern Territory has been accused of racism towards Indigenous defendants, for example, accusing an Aboriginal woman of abandoning her children while drunk in, quote, that great Indigenous fashion. Greg Borsch's comments are now the subject of an official complaint and have been condemned by the Australian Law Society. Its president is Arthur Moses. He says they are racist because they are disparaging, discriminatory, and offensive, insulting and humiliating to Indigenous Australians. Judge Borsch has yet to publicly comment. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.